I'm Tony Hendra.
And I'm Jeff Kreisler.
And this is the Final Edition Radio Hour.
30 minutes of sizzling satire with teeth. The Final Edition Radio Hour is brought to you by...
I've been having headaches and nausea and low appetite, Doc. Do I need some kind of flu medicine?
No, I prescribe marijuana.
How about bipolar disorder and trouble managing anger?
Marijuana for that, too.
Cancer and leukemia? Do I need chemo?
Have you tried marijuana?
Well, as a matter of public record, no. But, out of curiosity, can you really prescribe one medicine for all those problems?
Well, yes. According to studies by countless independent researchers, marijuana can also treat vomiting, premenstrual syndrome, spasticity, neurogenic pain, movement disorders, asthma, glaucoma.
That's amazing.
Not done yet. No, also, alcohol abuse, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, collagen-induced arthritis, atherosclerosis, colorectal cancer, HIV-associated sensory neuropathy, dystonia, epilepsy, hepatitis C, Huntington's, methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus.
Could I just...
And anorexia. I never thought about using it for anorexia, but it really makes total sense.
Could I hear from one of those independent researchers?
Oh, yeah. Here's one who's a total hoot.
You could also use hemp oil for your car, man. That's why the DuPont company had to make it illegal. Impeach Herbert Hoover, man!
What the hell is he talking about?
I don't know. Look, you want the weed or not?
Well, yeah, obviously.
Marijuana, the weird little drug that cures absolutely everything.
Marijuana is for medical use only in 14 states and the District of Columbia. It's just for fun in 2 states, and it will kill you anywhere else. If you are high on marijuana, do not operate heavy equipment or go shopping. Do not write anything down if you are high on marijuana. You are not as interesting as you think. Do not smoke marijuana if you are pregnant or visiting your parents. Some people on marijuana become acutely self-conscious and think their heads are bigger and weirder looking than they really are. If you think you are leaving your body, microwave a pot pie and watch Spanish TV.
And now a special Final Edition Radio Hour announcement from Washington, D.C.
My fellow Americans,
it is a pleasure to be speaking to you tonight.
Many of you are wondering how Democrats and Republicans will resolve their differences and avoid taking the country over the fiscal cliff. I have decided... that the best way to do this is not to compromise principles, but to combine the president and the speaker of the House into one position, the speaker of the White House. Hello, my name is now Bajak O'Boehner. My motto is forward and backward. Combining into one politician has advantages. Instead of holding fruitless talks with each other, I hold fruitless talks with myself. Instead of each side not getting concessions from the other, I don't concede anything to myself. To quote the Rolling Stones, I can't get no... And I can't always get what I want. As a Democrat and Republican, I am both reasonable and a complete dick. I will lower taxes on the middle class and raise taxes on the rich, then raise taxes on the middle class and lower taxes on the rich. How will I do something so contradictory? After I extend the Bush tax cuts to the middle class and raise taxes on rich pricks, I will preside over a secret midnight meeting like the one in Animal House and create special loopholes. The Koch brothers, Coca-Cola, BP, and other corporations will be lined up saying, thank you, sir, may I have another. Thank you, sir, may I have another. Thank you, sir, may I have...
They get the idea.
Don't get lippy with me.
We don't have all the bugs worked out, but as one person with two voices,
I am committed to making sure we don't go over this fiscal cliff. Or making sure we do go over this fiscal cliff, whichever suits the corporations. I mean, the people. I am Bajak O'Boehner, and I approve this message.
It's time for Breaking Heads. End of Saturday Night Live predicted by Maya Rudolph calendar.
Satan blames hell overcrowding on war on Christmas.
Texas man shot for walking into Mexican health food store and saying, "No way, Jose."
Hi, I'm Strong Powers, and it's time for the final edition Radio Hour's much-loved feature, Melting Pot, in which we take a heartwarming look at another patch of America's intricately patterned immigrant crazy quilt. Today's segment takes us to a quiet corner of Corona, Queens in New York City, where an unusual group of African immigrants has settled in recent years, making the neighborhood their own. Malik Segu is from Djibouti in the Horn of Africa. A colorfully dressed monodexter with a wide, toothless, and lipless smile. Malik, you remember when this part of Queens wasn't so quiet, right?
Yes, when my people started moving here in the late 90s, I couldn't walk down the street without hearing some ruffian shout, "Unclean! Unclean!" or, "Hey, pizza face, is this on your foot?" But now our neighbors have become more sensitive about Hansen's disease. And since we became the majority in South Corona, they've learned we will beat them with our sticks should they hurl their vulgar imprecations upon us. Or give them a bear hug and a big fat smooch. Oh boy, do they hate that.
Oh, I imagine. Do you mind if I ask a personal question? What's it like to have no lips?
That is incredibly insensitive. But I will answer it and not become enraged.
As a journalist, I'm interested in your liplessness on a human level.
Because if I do become enraged, my scrotum, which is already very loose, may fall off. You ask me what it's like to have no lips? Well, we chaps like to smooch once in a while. And though it may seem nigh impossible to you, we have our ways.
Despised in biblical times as sinners cursed by God for committing unspeakable acts, the lepro-Americans of 21st century Queens are just one more large, tightly knit clan of typical New York immigrants, aggressively claiming rights and privileges, cooking malodorous delicacies, and exchanging tips on which ER has the coolest prosthetics. Along Corona's Tweed Boulevard is the city's largest concentration of used prosthetic stores. Vito Stroza Prete, whose family has lived in Corona for generations, is a reformed petty criminal who used to make a living beating up lepers.
That's lepro-Americans, pal. Show some respect.
And taking their valuables. He now runs one of those stores. Vito, what do you think of these relative newcomers?
They're nice people, you know, what's left of them. Of course, now and then you find something on the street, maybe an eyeball, a big toe, a guy's nipple, which is revolting. But I got so I can tolerate the obnoxious customs of people less fortunate than me. Plus, they got money. Like I say to the wife, they'll pay an arm and a leg for an arm and a leg.
Pretty good. As with all immigrants, some succeed and some don't. Carruthers Weevil, a professor of immigrantology at Phoenix University, not to be confused with the University of Phoenix, and himself a second-generation lepro-American, explains.
Well, you know, Strong, the Uruguayan and Paraguayan immigrants who formerly were the most populous group here fiercely resisted the interlopers. But with 3.8 million of us settling here, the Latinos gave up and resettled in nearby East Flushing. There they drove out the venerable but tiny Coptic Visigoth community, which melted into the desolate marshes adjacent to John F. Kennedy Airport. Most are believed to have been eaten by recently arrived stone men from New Guinea.
Fascinating. And who is this lovely lady?
I am married to this lovely lady. Strong, meet Sigourney Weevil.
Wow. And are you also a Lepra American?
Why do you ask?
You're very attractive, and you seem to have all of your parts.
Oh, that is so insensitive.
Why?
I have no buttocks.
You see, Strong, we second-generation L.A.'s are no longer content with the corner prosthetic store and being cast in zombie movies to save money on makeup. We want to be accepted as normal.
We want a society that's leper blind.
With you, no problem. But you have to be blind not to notice that your husband has no ears, half a nose, and 1 foot.
That's so insensitive.
Your network should fire you.
The old problem. Immigration is not assimilation. How many generations will it take? Oh my God, get in the van. It's Malik Segu and an angry mob.
You're getting a bear hug and a big fat smooch.
It's time for Breaking Heads.
Oh!
Clarence Thomas to keep both eyes open during same-sex marriage case.
Pat Robertson blames Tropic of Cancer on gay map makers.
Vegan children afraid Santa won't like broccoli cookies.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you Henry Kissinger's thoughts on the Gaza Strip crisis.
As we are all well aware, there are many issues and aspects to consider regarding this conflict between the Palestinians and Israelis that spans many, many years. One must take into account and consider the plight of the Palestinian people and their strong desire for a state of their own while feeling oppressed by the Israelis. While the Israeli nation feels that it is under constant threat by its surrounding countries, accentuated by this issue with the Palestinians on the Gaza Strip. The issues at hand are massive, and much thought and care must be taken to dissect and find peace in this troubled land. But, in the end, I don't give a shit.
This portion of the Final Edition Radio Hour is brought to you by Papa John's Pizza.
Hi, here at Papa John's, we take pride in having your fresh baked pizza. Made by workers who don't have access to health care or sick days. Like, my name is Mike. I personally make and bake your pizza. Now, you'd think workers like me who make and bake and handle and pack your pizza would be more likely to say cough or sneeze on your pizza than workers who did have access to health care. But, now, new, because Papa John's Pizza has a new GOP, or germs off pizza policy that prohibits sick workers from sneezing, coughing, dribbling, or dropping bodily fluids or scratching a diseased skin and scabs and running sores on your pizza. Bon appetit.
This has been a message from your local Papa John's Pizza outlet.
Gesundheit.
Welcome back to another episode of Unjailed Americans, the game show with a portfolio.
Hello again, everyone. Tonight, a special financial meltdown episode of Unjailed Americans. We bring three of the great thinkers who caused the Great Recession into the dollar sign of justice to compete for the title of Unjailed American. And once again, your votes will decide who is the best at making us the worst. And remember, no matter who wins and who loses, all of our contestants will remain what?
Not in jail!
Our first contestant tonight is Richard Fold, former CEO of Lehman Brothers. Let's hear all about Richard!
This American hero earned nearly $500 million for 15 years' work, and all he had to do was cause the collapse of both his 158-year-old Wall Street institution and the worldwide economy. Under Fold, Lehman used accounting tricks to hide its liabilities and overvalue its holdings right up until the collapse. Despite widespread concern, both inside the company and out, his people assured investors that everything was great, even though they knew it wasn't.
All right, Richard. Why should you win Unjailed Americans?
On advice of counsel, I'm invoking my right under the Fifth Amendment so as not to incriminate myself.
Okay, super. Our next contestant tonight is Joseph Cassano, former head of financial products at AIG. Tell us, voice in the sky, who is Joseph Cassano?
Cassano began his career at Drexel Burnham Lambert under the tutelage of the junk bond king, Michael Greed is Good Milken. AIG made billions underwriting and insuring complex multi-layer derivatives and securities, all of which, of course, were based upon nothing but the dreams of the ignorant and the poor. Cassano also routinely blocked internal and external audits on his unit because, as all unjailed Americans know, truth is the enemy of profit. While taxpayers got the bill for bailing out AIG, Cassano walked away with over $300 million plus a modest multi-million dollar severance package.
All right, Joseph, why should you win Unjailed Americans?
On advice of counsel, I'm invoking my right under the Fifth Amendment so as not to incriminate myself.
Terrific! Finally, tonight, let's meet the man who needs no introduction, former Fed Chief Alan Greenspan.
Despite his resemblance to later stage Gollum, his real precious was the secret shadow banking system that he repeatedly endorsed and legitimized. Irrational exuberance was his fake warning cry, but in truth, he was a rabid advocate of the flexible mortgages, derivatives, relaxed regulations, Bush tax cuts, and general Ayn Randedness, which dug the hole out of which we're still climbing. With a Fed chairmanship that began in the 1980s, he helped inflate the savings and loan bubble,
which burst,
the Asian market bubble,
which burst,
the tech bubble,
which burst,
the real estate bubble,
which burst,
and the derivative products bubble,
which kablooey! All right, Alan, why should you win Unjailed Americans?
You hobbitses wouldn't understand. Also, precious Fifth Amendment.
Fantastic! All right, audience, you know what to do. Simply text your vote and credit card number to 999-JAIL-USA right now! Uh-oh, you know what that sound means. It's the federal government coming to give everyone here a what?
Slap on the wrist!
Ouchie! All right, your votes have been tabulated by the good people of the Federal Reserve of New York, and the winner is... Oh, an upset! It's Timothy Geithner! Well, since he's not here tonight, we'll just give it to Alan Greenspan. Alan, you are this week's Unjailed American. An anonymous Cayman Island bank account has been set up in your name. Okay, everyone, time to go. This has been Unjailed Americans. Until next time, stay sleazy!
It's time for Breaking Heads.
Oh!
George W. Bush to become grandfather. Wonders who grandmother is.
Wax Museum adds vomit to Duchess of Cambridge figure.
web engineer starts a Kickstarter campaign to raise money for his bank account.
Christmas Eve, pure and white and bright, just like baby Jesus on that blessed silent night. I spied an 8-foot Norway spruce and chopped that sucker down, threw back a shot of eggnog and drove on into town. Pulled into the 5 and 9 for mistletoe and holly. The clerk said happy holidays, which made me less than jolly. It seems some have forgotten just how this all begun. So you can keep your happy holidays, you godless heathen scum. Happy Jesus Christmas. Christmas, God bless us everyone. Merry Jesus Christmas, these colors never run. Merry Jesus Christmas, these colors never run.
Go Jesus, it's your birthday, it's your gold frankincense and myrrh day.
118, Jesus jumps upon the scene, conceived immaculately.
On that very first Christmas, Jesus came to me, the home of the brave and the land of the free. I don't mean to boast, I don't mean to brag, I swaddle baby Jesus in the American flag. Jesus and Mary and Joseph, oh my, Joseph stood by and he didn't ask why.
3 wise men and 1 wise baby, trusting in God and the U.S. Navy, Army, Marines, the Air Force too. All taking orders from the littlest chief, protecting us from danger like a Texas Ranger. Homeland Security born in a manger. Battle.
Keep Christ in Christmas or keep out of Christmas.
Happy Jesus Christmas. Ring the Yuletide bells. It's Merry Jesus Christmas, or we'll see your ass in hell. Happy Jesus Christmas, our Savior's born today. Merry Jesus Christmas, God bless the USA.
Happy Jesus Christmas, we ring the Yuletide bells. It's Merry Jesus Christmas, or we'll see your ass in hell. Happy Jesus Christmas, our Savior's born today. Merry Jesus Christmas, God bless the USA. Merry Jesus Christmas. God bless the USA.
Merry Jesus Christmas, everyone.
God bless us, everyone.
This episode of the Final Edition Radio Hour was performed by Darby Worley, Barry Lank, John Marshall, Kevin Janis, Rob Gordon, and Jeff Chrysler. It was written by Barry Lank, John Marshall, Paul Seaburn, David Gibbons, Lou Grossberger, Jeff Chrysler, and Tony Hendra. Merry Jesus Christmas was written and performed by country music legends Grant and Lee, also known as Ted Alexandro and Hollis James. Visit us at thefinaledition.com regularly for daily doses of satire with teeth. Clean, bright, cavity-free, cute, Walking Dead-type teeth. The Final Edition Radio Hour was produced by Jeff Chrysler and Tony Hendra and edited and engineered by Greg Russ. The Final Edition Radio Hour is a production of The Final Edition, LLC. Copyright 2012.